Ah, it's amazing because when I landed back on Tuesday night, they had a homecoming for me, and the turnout was fantastic. It was a huge, huge crowd, and we got led around by the town band, and marched around the street, and then we come back into Durkin's, where there was a huge crowd sitting waiting, and it was brilliant. And even now, everywhere I go, people congratulate me, and it's been fantastic. Yeah,
brilliant stuff. Before we look at Argentina, and going back as well to the Europeans last year, we'll give people, I suppose, a sense and an idea of what you've been through, because you have had two kidney transplants, and it makes this achievement even more greater to achieve what you have done. So you've had two transplants, Kieran.
Yeah, I had one when I actually was 19. I was first diagnosed with kidney failure. And then in 2000, I got a transplant, got my first transplant. And everything was going well, and everything back to normal life. And just a week before my wedding then, I was diagnosed, told, of 70% damage again. But that was in 2007, and luckily enough, they were able to hold it off until 2012, where I needed to go back on dialysis again. And I'm back on dialysis anyway in 2012, and on May 2013, where I got my second transplant. So, and since that, everything was going pretty well then after that.
Now, when you were 19 years of age, and when you were a teenager and in your 20s, you never really had any idea or interest in running. So where did the interest spark? What started you in running, Kieran?
Well, it was after my second transplant. I started college in September, and I was talking to a fella then in the college, and he was telling me about he was going to transplant games, and I said, well, if he wants fundraising or sponsorship, I said, I'll give him a hand with it and all. And he said, why don't I come along with him? And of course, then I looked at it and I said, right, sure, I'll go to see. And I went down to a meeting down in Dublin, and I put my name down for golf. That's because I played a bit of golf before that. And then the team manager, Colin White, he says, oh, you have to do a few events. He says, you can't just do golf. So I looked down the list and seen what was on it, and I seen a 5K on it, and I thought, well, I'll challenge myself, even if I'm able to run a 5K, mm-hmm. I'd be quite happy, because before that, if I run 50 metres, I'd be knackered. So that was in December, and I started training then, and started January, and just took off from there.
So in January 2014, you actually started running?
Yeah, it was just the first time I ever run in my life.
Which was 18 months ago, and you prepared for the European Championships then in Poland in August, and when you went out there, did you think that you would be able to win a medal, never mind coming home with three?
No, I never thought. Because I did do a lot of work, and was... I joined Mulford AC there on the end of March. And they really, really helped me, and they pushed me on. They done different speed work, different sessions. And I got my first 5K was 25:21. And before I left, I was down to 20:31. So I was quite happy, and I thought, well, I'd be happy enough even if I got one medal, even one bronze would have done me, but to get three gold and bronze is unbelievable.
Yeah. Because there's massive interest in transplant games, and I suppose that was your first experience of it in Poland in August of 2014, and were you surprised at the scale and the size of the event?
I was surprised. I heard it was a big event, but I didn't realise actually how big it was until you get out there. And we had over 500 competitors in Poland. And it was just everybody, it is pretty competitive, because other countries get sponsorship depending on the medals they won. Mm-hmm. And a lot of ones, their government would pay them to go over, and they would get maybe bonuses by winning medals. So they're all competitive, and for me to be over there was just an achievement on its own.
Yeah, and then the Worlds, I'm sure, was sitting in your mind after the Europeans and Argentina was going to be next up. Did you increase your preparation for Argentina off the back of what you achieved at the Europeans?
Well, no, pretty much when I come back then, I literally took it easy until about Christmas, and then I started preparing then for the Omaha Half Marathon, because that was another challenge, just to be able to run 21K. So I done the Omaha Half Marathon end of March, and then after that I just lowered the miles down to about 10-12 k's, and I just started a lot of speed sessions, and with about 8 weeks to go, I just really upped it then. I've done a lot more speed sessions, done a bit more miles, and started even up the, instead of 3 days a week, I was doing 4 days a week. Yeah. So
I'm sitting here talking to you, and I'm flabbergasted by somebody with a kidney transplant who's had two transplants, is tackling half marathons and running large distances across the Northwest and across the world. And I'm sure you probably don't see it, but there's a lot of people would be looking up to you, Kieran, and see you as a role model for what you're actually doing.
Oh, I don't really see it, because to me, like, running's all new, and I know it was tough at the start, but as it's now, it's kind of becoming a way of life.
Yeah.
It's just get up in the morning, and like when your 5-year-old and your 2-year-old ask you first thing in the morning, are you going running today? Daddy, are you running today?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, not running today. And they're like, going, yes. Like, that means you're in the house. Like,
yeah.
So it's just running.
It's just a way of life.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Argentina over the last couple of weeks. A fantastic experience for you. The medals are here in studio. You've got the 2 gold and the bronze. And was that your target when you went out, or was it a case of just see how it goes, or did you think that you could come back with another one?
Well, the target was because it was actually at the start, I was just thinking about going to Newcastle. I wasn't thinking about going to Argentina at all. And my team manager, Colin White, says to me, he says, about going to Argentina. And I was like, oh, right. And he says, oh, go on, go.
What was in Newcastle?
It was just the British transplant games was on. And I thought it was a bit closer, and like with the money and all. And team manager, Colin White, he says, oh, sure, go to the World Games. And he says, you're really well in Poland, and you're a good competitor and all. And so I decided anyway to go to Argentina, but he gave me the times for the 5K, and 5K won it in Durban 2 years ago was 1913. So this was the start of the year, and start of the year I was doing, it was 2027. So I says, if I can get down to the low 19s, hopefully I'd been without even a bronze or anything at all. But my last race before I left was in Remelton, and it was 1907, so I knew I was there or thereabouts, but it just depended, other people could improve as well, and you had people that was 29 last year that would be 30 in my category this year.
Yeah.
So going out there, I would be happy enough even just with any kind of medal, one medal at all.
What was your time in Argentina again?
It was 18:13,
That's the best time you've ever run a 5K?
Yeah, that was the best time I've ever run a 5K, because my target was if I get a dip under the 19, and I would come off with a PB, and this is whatever happened after that. There's nothing more I could do.
What was the conditions like in Argentina?
The conditions favoured me, because it was like 13, 14 degrees and dry, so it was there winter time, basically our summer.
Yeah.
So the conditions were quite good for running, and the course was pretty flat, like, and it was along the sea, and there was a breeze and all there, but it stood to me perfectly.
Yeah, and then on the track, then you picked up another couple of medals, the 800 and the 1500, so obviously the confidence was high after taking the gold in the 5K.
Yeah, well, the 5K, it was my main event,
yeah.
And when I picked up the gold then, I was quite happy, and I said, well, that relaxed me. I thought, whatever else happens now the rest of the week, I said, I'm well happy, so...
Right.
And in the 1500 metre race, then that was a very tactical race, but I run it well and end up coming with a gold as well, so I was quite happy with that.
Yeah. It's a brilliant achievement, 5 gold medals in 18 months at 2 major championships, Kieran. And what's the reaction been like from the rest of the country? Because obviously you're representing Ireland, you're part of Team Ireland at the Transplant Games, and the first place to come home to was Dublin Airport on Monday. So what's the reaction been at national level like for you?
Our reaction's pretty good, like, because we had a great team. Like, even though this year was our lowest members, we had only 4 in the team. We actually brought 13 medals back between the 4 of us, so we done quite well, and the reaction at the airport was unbelievable, and we had RTE and all, and interviewing, so something different than what I'm used to.
Yeah.
So.
Obviously, you're part of the Irish Kidney Association as well, Kieran, and you do a lot of work away from the sporting end of it. You do a lot of work to try and help others and involve, and I suppose, helping out the Kidney Association and what they stand for and what they work hard for.
Yeah, I do. I'm actually the treasurer of the Donegal Branch Irish Kidney Association, and I just like to give something back, because, like, only for those, like, I wouldn't have been in the position I am. And like, they do a lot of work to help people, even on dialysis. Like, the support centre in Dublin is amazing, like, and we do a lot of fundraising for it as well. And
because it's a huge organisation, and the tasks that take on are mammoth, and people really don't understand the amount of people in the country that actually need dialysis and need support in transplants, Kieran.
Yeah, I know, because even in Letterkenny alone, I think there's over 100 people on dialysis, and like, that's just in Donegal. And throughout Ireland, like, the amount of people on dialysis and waiting transplants, and like, there's some people on transplant dialysis and probably never get a transplant. And there's other people, like, in my case, I was lucky enough that I was only 13 months on dialysis. But there's some people could be on it for 7-8 years, and it's hard for them. Like,
yeah, and the numbers are growing all the time.
Numbers
as well,
are growing, yeah.
So, finally, You're now a multi-gold medal winner at major championships. What's next for you, Kieran? I know you're only home since Tuesday, only home a couple of days, but are you looking forward now to the next big championships, or are you going to keep going at this level, or what's the plans?
Well, plan is now, there's the Europeans is on again next year in Helsinki, so I think now for the next few months I'll take it easy for a while, and I'll still do my training and all. Like, I went out last night and done 12K, so I'll still take it easy and just to Christmas, and then maybe do the same as last year, pretty much target the half marathon, and then after that just step it up again for the...
Listen, Kieran, many thanks for coming on to speak to us, and many congratulations as well on your achievement once again, and keep up the running.
Well, thanks very much.